You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Let me just start our service with a word of prayer as we always do. And let's just ask the presence of God to be with us as we talk about His word. Can we just bow our heads and close our eyes as we pray? Lord, we come to You at this very moment, humbling ourselves and saying, God, that You alone is in control. You alone is Lord. And I pray, God, whatever situation we're facing right now, Lord, we will find the reason to worship You and to glorify You, because Christmas is all about You, Jesus Christ, and we dare not veer from that thought, God. And we just glorify You. Let Your presence be with us. Use me as an instrument of Your word, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. All right, great. We're concluding our series tonight, and we've been talking about Kings of Christmas, and we're going to talk about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ruler of Heaven and Earth, the Prince of Peace, and that is Jesus Christ. And I just feel, you know, I'm just so pumped up to preach about Jesus Christ, because it's not, you know, every time you can preach Jesus Christ, like, who will Jesus Christ? I'm not saying that we don't preach Jesus Christ here. It's like, this is just pure Jesus Christ for this message. And 6 days from now, we're going to celebrate Christmas. Is that right? Today's Sunday. Next Saturday will be Christmas Day. All right? And let me read to you a verse in the Bible, which is the first Christmas ever, as we start this message. Let me read to you Luke chapter 2, verse 6 to 16. It says here, beginning in verse 6, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's pause for a while. This is a tragic scene here. People are so busy and yet they miss Jesus Christ. There was no room for Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that this Christmas, let's open a room for Jesus Christ. I know we can be very busy, but the biggest room we should open is the room for Jesus Christ to come in so that we can have a Merry Christmas. Let me just continue with the verse. And she gave birth to her, and verse 8, and there were shepherds sleeping on the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest on earth, peace to men on whom His favor rests. Verse 15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing. Can you repeat that? Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And verse 16 continues, says, so they hurried up and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. In summary, this is Christmas Day. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds while doing their own thing, their usual way of doing, you know, shepherding all those flocks. And then the angel of the Lord appeared and announced something. Hey, you got to see this baby. Kailangan mo makita tong bata na to. You guys need to see this baby, because this baby, born in Bethlehem, will be the Savior of the world. And that is an announcement on Christmas Day. Like what I said a while ago, 6 days from now, we're going to celebrate Christmas. And I believe the announcement of the angels 2,000 plus years ago is the same announcement that the angels are announcing today. You know what's the announcement? You know what's the announcement? This season, this coming Christmas, look for Jesus. Look for Jesus. The angels appeared to the shepherd, and the angels told the shepherd, look for this baby, look for this Jesus. And the same announcement I want to share to everyone us here. Look for Jesus this coming Christmas. Because if you look for Jesus, it will guarantee you to have a very merry, merry Christmas. Like, you know, every year we celebrate Christmas, and How many of you here, pag ganitong season na, if holiday time kicks in, you have 101 to-do lists. You have to-do lists in your plans, you know, I have to buy this, I have to get this, I have to secure this. How many of you have those to-do lists? You know what? When a preacher asks you to raise your hands, you know what it means? It means, pinapataas yung kamay nyo para hindi mapanis to. Okay? Kasi pinapataas yung kamay nyo, papawisa niya. So, how many of you here, you have to-do lists this coming Christmas? Great! All right. Konti pa, talagang gusto niyo mapawis, ha? Right. You know, in our family, we have to-do list. Okay? And to make it simple, we only have 3 to-do lists. First is, number one, this in any particular order. Number one is, we have to buy gifts. Because Christmas is about sharing. Right? And because Christmas is about sharing, syempre, you have to buy gifts. And as much as I want to receive a lot of nice things like iPad, like new shoes, the latest Kobe Bryant shoes, as much as I want that, I have to emphasize in our family, put it in our minds that Christmas is about giving. So we buy gifts and we also listed down all those people that we need to give gifts. Second in our to-do list is to plan a family day. We set aside one day so that me and my wife, and someday when we have a lot of children, like 20 children of them, all right? Okay, we have a family tradition that we can talk and reflect the whole year and thank God and just reflect on the goodness of God. And that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to set aside one day just for that. And the third to-do list, all right, in our list, in our item is celebrate a Christ-centered Christmas. Celebrate a Christ-centered Christmas. You know, the first two is easy. Okay, if you have money, you can buy gifts. If you have spare, you have bonuses, then you can buy gifts. Is that right? Now, if you can fix your schedule, you can mark the calendar and just look at the calendar. Okay, I have to set aside this time and day so that I can have quality family time, and then I can build a tradition from there. Then it's easy. Is that right? But the third to-do list, it's hard. It's hard. It's really hard to celebrate a Christ-centered Christmas. And I'm not saying this because so that I can just have something to say because I'm a preacher and you guys are listening. Because it's really hard. As much as I think I'm a pastor and I can do a great job of celebrating Christ-centered way, but it's really hard. You know why? I suspect one of the many things that Christmas is hard to celebrate Christ-centered way is because the culture and the media is against it. You know, when you watch television, when you watch media, they will tell you, your Christmas is not complete pag wala kang ham. Tama ba yun? So yun din nakabili na ng ham. Christmas ham. Peoples will tell you, your Christmas is not complete because you don't have ham. Minsan lang to sa isang taon, maging special ka naman. And Coca-Cola will tell you, happiness, 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 happiness. It's coming Christmas. And no company, no products will endorse Jesus Christ Christmas. You know why? Because it's bad marketing. Yes, they will promote giving, they will promote memories, but they will not promote Jesus Christ. You know why? Because that is bad marketing. But you know what? That is unacceptable. I don't know about you, but that is unacceptable. If I will celebrate Christmas today, yes, I am for giving. Yes, I am for memories. I am for traditions. But on number one top of my list, this season is all about Jesus Christ. You hear all those old cliches say, Christ, Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. And let me repeat it to all of us this afternoon. Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. I hope I can have cymbals plang, 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 to say it more dramatically. But really, what you see is what you get. Jesus Christ is the reason for this season and why we're celebrating this Christmas. Let me just show you an analogy why it is Jesus Christ we should be celebrating with. It's not the parties or the gifts or whatever you're preparing for this season. How many of you here, you attended a birthday party before? Nakaten ka na ng birthday party before? Just raise your hands. Great! Okay, great! And let's imagine for a while na lahat tayo atin tayo ng birthday party. Okay? Tapos, let's say birthday ni Pastor Alfred ngayon. Okay, Pastor Alfred, happy birthday! Alright? Now, let me ask you a question. What's the first thing you will do if you will attend a birthday party? Kakain? You will look for that person who is celebrating the birthday. Tama? And you will say, happy birthday. Tama? Now, kasi, yung party ni Pastor Alfred ngayon, though he looks mature, pero pag nag-party yan, tigs. Hindi yung 80s, tig-tig-tak. Alright? Yung party ni Pastor Alfred, ang daming tao, tapos tigs. And every one of us is looking for Pastor Alfred. Nasa si Pastor Alfred? And then nakilala rin si Pastor Alfred. Nung lalapit niya rin si Pastor Alfred, when we're about to approach Pastor Alfred and greet him happy birthday, somebody from the back said, "Stop!" Tapos nagulat kayo. Sino yun? Tapos meron ako nagsalita niya sa may sulok. Sabi niya, "Don't greet him happy birthday! Don't even mention his name! Just say, 'I love your party.'" Now, if you were attending a birthday party of Pastor Alfred and somebody told you that, "Don't mention his name, don't greet him happy birthday," what will you feel? What will you think? It's crazy. It's weird. You're attending a birthday party and you don't even mention the person who's celebrating the party. You know what? A lot of us, this year, we are celebrating Christmas and we don't even care to mention the name of Jesus Christ. Christmas is all about Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a favor. Celebrate Christmas with Jesus. Do yourself a favor. Don't celebrate a crazy, weird Christmas. Celebrate a Merry Christmas. How can you have a Merry Christmas? By having Jesus Christ. When I said having Jesus Christ, we need to have a complete view of Jesus Christ. If we want to have a Christ-centered Christmas, if we want to make Jesus Christ the center of our celebration, what do? You can only have a Christ-centered Christmas if you will know Jesus for who He really is. You can only have a Christ-centered Christmas if you will know Jesus Christ for what the Bible says who He is. In short, you need to have a complete view of Jesus Christ if you want to have a Merry Christmas. The gifts, the food on the table will not give you a Merry Christmas. Only the complete revelation of who Jesus Christ is will guarantee you to have a Merry Christmas. I'm saying it because I want to jump from that thought and so that you can have I can have this illustration for all of us so that you will understand it. How can you have a complete view of Jesus Christ? You know, when 2006, that was how many years ago? 4 years ago. 4 years ago, there was a movie that came out in the market. It was the movie titled Talladega Nights. Have you heard of that movie? Talladega Nights, all right? It was a story of Ricky Bobby, a race car driver who lost his position and now is on his way to reclaim the title back. Now, I'm not going to talk about the movie or the story of the movie. I just want to point to you one scene in this movie that I think will help us understand how can we have a Merry Christmas. And for some of you who never watch movies, please watch movies. It's good for your health. All right? All right. Let me just read to you a script. All right? And there's a scene there. Can you just go to the next slide? Yeah. Ricky Bobby, Will Ferrell is about to eat and he's saying grace. He's praying. And that's a Christian way, right? You say grace before you eat. And this, the script that I want to read to you and so that we can understand this better. This is Ricky. Then Ricky's about to pray and he goes something like this. Ricky, "Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brother in the South call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bells." And this is good. And he continues saying, "Dear tiny infant Jesus," and then his wife interrupted, Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up, and you don't always have to call him a baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby." Then Ricky responded with brilliant answer, "Well, look, I like Christmas Jesus best." And he was preparing the baby Jesus. "And I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or birthed Jesus or whoever you want to call him." And the rest of the script was R18 because of the... So it was an edited version. All right? And if I show that scene, you might stone me for showing that. It's funny when you watch that scene. I didn't personally watch the movie, but it's funny. But on the other side of it, it somehow represents of the mindset of a lot of people today, especially those who are celebrating Christmas. Whenever we celebrate Christmas, we only see the scene in the manger. We only see the baby Jesus, tiny infant Jesus, the cute, cute, chubby, chubby, chick, chick, align, align, close, open Jesus Christ. That's our only scene of Jesus Christ. But you know what? I'm not against that baby Jesus scene. I love the manger scene. In fact, it's a good way to teach our children who Jesus Christ is. I love it. But you know what? But if we only have that kind of view when celebrating Christmas, then that is an incomplete view of who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus did grow up. And when we have a baby Jesus mindset, if we have the Ricky Bobby mindset, Jesus in our mind, you know what's going to happen? It will be easy for you to neglect Jesus Christ this Christmas. Let me show you an analogy. I have a daughter, and her name is Helena. And you know, one of my missions in life, aside from honoring God and making disciples, and that is to improve the human race. And if you see my daughter, that's an improved human race because she's so beautiful and manages sa nanay niya. You know, I love my daughter so much. And as much as possible, I want to be with her, attend to all her needs. And I love her so much that there's no way I will neglect her. But you know what? There are times that I intentionally and purposely neglect her. And those times, kapag tumawag na yung kaibigan ko, tara, let's play basketball! Or, tara, let's hang out, there's party here! And you know, I'm not the type of guy who parties a lot, but if there's opportunity, why not? I'll do that. And there are times, okay, I'm gonna play basketball Monday, and then I'm gonna play Saturday, and then I'm gonna play Monday again, and then my wife will call me and will tell me, she won't call me Dan, she will call me Danilo. Because that's serious now, alright? If she calls me Dan, that's good. Okay, Papa. If she said, Danilo, that's my full name. Danilo Monterde Jr. Ayari ka doon. And she will tell me, who's your priority? Basketball or your daughter? Of course, my daughter. Kailangan pa bang i-memorize yan? But you know what? Hindi ko naman sinasadya. I'm a loving father. But because of the pleasure that I can get in playing basketball, I intentionally and purposely neglected her. And sometimes I have so much work, kailangan ko iuwi sa bahay, and then my time to feed my daughter, she's because she's a baby. Right? And I neglected it. And my wife will tell me, Danilo, sarado mo na yan. Helena is waiting for you. And I have to close it and be reminded that my daughter is my priority. And you know what? The reason I neglected my daughter sometimes is because, it's not because I don't love her. It's because all in my mind, she's a baby. She wouldn't feel that I neglected her. She wouldn't know that I neglected her. She wouldn't demand a lot of time because she's a baby. And she will understand, or she will not understand because she's a baby. Kung baga, okay lang, bata pa yan. Doesn't care. You know what? The same way when we celebrate Christmas, because we have this baby Jesus mentality in our mind, okay lang, I can go on party after party, gimmick after gimmick, reunion after reunion, I can be so busy this Christmas, okay lang, baby Jesus lang naman yan eh. Are you hearing this? I can go on whatever I want to do in my life, it's okay. He wouldn't understand, he wouldn't feel. He's a baby. Listen, Jesus did grow up, and he's not baby anymore. And I want to encourage every one of you here. No matter how busy you are, Jesus is not the baby that you can live. He is the King. He is the Lord. He is the Master. He is the ruler of heaven and earth. And you need to make him the center of your celebration. We get to have a complete view of Jesus Christ. And let me just point out some scripture to all of us so that if we will have a clear understanding of who Jesus Christ is, then we can truly say, then we can truly celebrate a Merry, Merry Christmas. In John chapter 2, verse 14 and 16, it says here, this is Jesus Christ going around doing some ministry, and then he entered the temple courts. Let's just read the story. It says here, in the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables, exchanging money. Verse 15, so he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, get this out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market? You know what? When you see Jesus this way, you will be confident. What do I mean by that? I don't know what situation you're going through right now. If you feel weak, Okay, people have done you wrong, and they've been accusing you of wrong things, and you can't find ways to celebrate Christmas. Your relatives against you, saying bad things against you. But you know what? Listen, when you read this verse, and you know, and you see Jesus Christ this way, you know what it means? He's a strong God. He is your defender. He is powerful. He is mighty. And no authority in your life can challenge the authority of Jesus Christ in your life. He is a strong God. I don't know about you. This is not the Jesus Christ that I always see in the picture carrying sheep like this. That's not the picture of Jesus Christ I see here. This is Jack Bauer Jesus Christ. Are you hearing this? This is Fernando po Jesus Christ. This is Manny Pacquiao Jesus Christ. He is a strong God. He's not baby. That's why if you're feeling weak today, He is a source of your strength. And I don't know what you're going through right now. He is a strong God. He can give you strength right now if you will come to Him. But you, all you have to do and realize that you got to see Him, the strong God, who is for you and with you. In Luke chapter 8, verse 22 to 24, this is another scene of Jesus Christ where you can know Him personally and who He really is. In Luke 8, this is, okay, Jesus Christ, okay, doing ministry again, and He commanded His disciples to go on the other side of the lake, and then they board the boat. And then let's just read the story. It says here, one day, Jesus said to His disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, He fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake. I don't know what a squall is, but it sounds very dangerous. Like squall, squall, squall. All right. So that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke Him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. Do you feel trouble today? Do you have problems today? You think you're in the middle of the storm today? You think you can find reason to have a Merry Christmas this season because you're in the middle of a crisis, of a problem? Listen, you have to see that Jesus Christ is in your boat. If you see Jesus Christ, not just a baby Jesus Christ, not just Christmas Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ who's in your boat, listen, He can calm whatever crisis you're going through right now. And if He can calm the crisis in your life right now, then you can have a Merry Christmas. Are you hearing this? I think God deserves a praise to that. Can we just give God praise for that? He's in your boat. When He told His disciples, "Let's go on the other side of the lake," Jesus Christ is telling His disciples, "I'm not going to die in the boat. I'm going to die on the cross. I have a purpose to fulfill." Listen, God has a purpose and a destiny in your life, and He will bring you there. Amen. That is your purpose. That is your destiny, and He is determined to do that because He is in your boat. Do you see Him that way? Your little baby Jesus mindset will not get through you this crisis in your life. You need to see Jesus who is in your boat. In Matthew 27, 30, 31, I'm going to close with a few more verses. And you have to see Jesus Christ as a loving God, as a loving Savior. Let me just read this. Okay, when Jesus Christ was arrested and about to be crucified, and this is the scene that, you know, that always, whenever I read this scene, it always breaks my heart over and over again. It says here, "Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus in the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around Him. They stripped Him and put a scarlet robe on Him and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on His head. They put a staff in His right hand and knelt in front of Him and mocked Him. 'Hail, King of the Jews,' they said." Look at the picture. This is the Lord of Lords, the ruler of earth, and then they're being mocked. He is being mocked by the very people that He created. Verse 30, "They spit on Him and took the staff and struck Him on the head again and again." Kita niyo yun? Have you heard this verse before? Pong, pong, pong. Nakakatawa minsan, di ba? Pero, this is serious. Wapa! Wapa! Do you feel this? Wapa! Wapa! That's what Jesus Christ suffered. You know why? Because He loves you. Verse 31, "After they had mocked Him, they took up the robe and put His own clothes on Him. Then they led Him away to crucify Him." When Jesus Christ was being punished, when Jesus Christ was being crucified, when He was being nailed on that cross, when He was being plagued, when He was suffering, going through those tough times, you know who He was thinking? He was thinking about you. That's how much He loves you. And when you see Jesus Christ as the God who loves you so much, you will not just feel bad about your sin. You will hate your sin. You will turn away from your lifestyle of sin, and you're going to pursue the plan and the purpose of God in your life. Do you see Jesus Christ as a God, as a Savior who loves you so much? You know, the gift of Christmas was given on Christmas Day when Jesus Christ was born here on earth. But it was opened, not on Christmas Day. It was opened on Easter Sunday when Jesus Christ rose from the dead and gave us eternal life. Do you see Jesus Christ that way? Because when you see Jesus Christ that way, all your troubles, all your longings, all your concerns, grabe Lord, sobrang lit pa ito ng mga, grabe Lord, wala na pala itong concerns ko compared sa dinadaanan mo. Are you hearing this? All your concerns will just shrink. Why? Because your revelation of who Jesus Christ is will be the one, the number one reason why you should celebrate Christmas. And last, Revelation chapter 1, 12, 18. And I want you to read this in your mind while I'm reading it. Okay, if you miss the whole message and you've been sleeping and na-realize, ay, service pala. Okay, this is the time that you need to be serious now, all right? Okay, I want you to point all your eyes in the screen and I want you to read it by yourself. And when you read it by yourself, then you will realize. And my prayer is you will have a real revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That he's not just a baby in the manger. I turn around to see this John having an encounter, having a revelation of who Jesus Christ is. I turn around to see the voice that was speaking to me. When I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest. This King Jesus Christ. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were blazing fire. I don't know about you, but because this is not baby, this looked like scary for me. If I have an encounter with this Jesus Christ, it's scary. Verse 15. His feet were like bronze, glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. Verse 16. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. Verse 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though I was dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first. I am the last. And I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of Hades and Hades." Listen, Jesus Christ, who we saw as the baby in the manger, is the risen King. And because he is the risen King, he is worthy to be worshipped, he is worthy to be honored, he is worthy to be praised. Do you see Jesus Christ as the glorious King? Jesus Christ is the risen for this season. He is the King. He is the Lord. And we all need to bow our knees before him and say, "Lord Jesus, we worship you. Not just during this season, but all the rest of my lives." He is the glorious King. He is the risen King. And one verse that I want to close, in Luke chapter 2, verse 20. I read Luke 2 from 6 to 16. And now I'm going to close this verse in Luke chapter 2, 20. When the angel announced that they got to see this baby, they have to look for this Jesus. They indeed found Jesus Christ. The shepherds found Jesus Christ. And the verse says here, the shepherds returned after they saw Jesus Christ. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is what I want to share. In the eyes of the shepherd, they saw a baby. But in their minds, in their hearts, they saw the King, the Savior of the world. That's why when they return, they praise and glorify and honor God. And this holiday, don't just see the baby in the manger. See Jesus Christ as the King, the Lord of Lords, the ruler of heaven and earth, the creator of heaven and earth, the Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world. And this is my message for all of us here. Jesus Christ is the King. Let's worship him to have a Merry Christmas. Do you want to have a Merry Christmas? Worship Jesus Christ. Do you want to have a great, meaningful Christmas? Worship Jesus Christ. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the reunions. It's not about all the parties. It's not all about all the gatherings. It is about Jesus Christ, the ruling King, the reigning King, who will return for us, and He will save us from this life. Can we just all stand? Can we just give God the highest praise and adoration that He deserves? Can we just give our highest praise and adoration to Him? Lord, we worship You. We honor You. I don't know about you, but I want to clap my hands and give Him praise and shout to the loudest voice that I can and say, Lord Jesus, You are King. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, You are worthy. Can we just shout the biggest shout that You can give to our Lord Jesus Christ? Lord, You are worthy. You are worthy, God. Lord Jesus, we come to You this afternoon and we count it a privilege just to come and worship You. And I pray, God, as we celebrate Christmas, Lord, I pray that we will not miss it. We will not be focused on what we don't have. We will not focus on the gifts and the food on the table or the reunions. Lord, we will focus our eyes on You, Jesus Christ. Because at the end of the day, and after all, You are King, You are Jesus, You are the reason why we are celebrating Christmas. And I want to pray for some of you here. Christmas is about receiving gifts. That's right. I like receiving gifts. I like receiving gifts. If there's one gift that you can receive this Christmas, and the best gift that you can ever have, not just this year, but for the rest of your life, and the gift that you cannot just have for this year, but not just on year, on life on earth, but life after. There's one gift that you can have that you can enjoy, not just here on earth, but the life after. And that is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen, as much as I wish you a Merry Christmas, as much as I want you to have a Merry Christmas, but if you don't have Jesus Christ, it's not Merry Christmas. It's a commercial form of Merry Christmas. It's the culture form Merry Christmas. It's a media hype Merry Christmas. Because the only Merry Christmas that we can enjoy and we can fully embrace is the Christmas that we have with Jesus Christ. If you're here and you want to have a Merry Christmas, I know you want that. And I know you're desperate to have a Merry Christmas. And I don't know what's going through in your life right now. If you're here and you know you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, you need to submit your life to Him. And as you submit your life to Him, you turn away from your lifestyle of sin and pursue God. And if you want to have a Merry Christmas, and this year you're saying to yourself, 2010 is the year that I can have a truly meaningful Merry Christmas. The first step you need to do is to give your life to Jesus Christ. All heads bow, eye close. It's a very private moment. If you're here and you know you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, how will you know that you need to give your life to Jesus Christ? You're living away from Him. And you know that. But if you're here and Jesus Christ is talking to you, the Holy Spirit is talking to you, if you're here and you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, give and submit your life to Him. I want to ask you, can you just raise your hands and I will pray for you. I want to pray for you. Yes, all across this room, just as high as you can. This is between you and God. This is between you and God. This is me, God moment. Yes, yes, I see those hands. Just raise your hands. Don't let this opportunity pass. This is you, your life, your Christmas. This is your life after here on earth. Yes, yes, I see those hands. Just gently raise your hands. Just gently raise your hands. Just gently raise your hands. If you're here, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Just raise your hands and I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. If you're raising your hands, I want to ask you to do something bold. If you're serious about that decision, I want you to grab your things. I want you to come here as fast as you can. I want you to run here in front as fast as you can. I want you to meet me here, and I would like to pray for you. Can you just do that? Can you just come here in front? Can you just come here in front? I would like to pray for you. Just come here in front. Just come here in front. If you didn't raise your hands and you know you have to be here, just come here in front. Just come here in front. Just come here in front. Just come here. We're going to wait for you. Just come here in front. You are just a few steps away from having a Merry Christmas. You're just a few steps away from having a Merry Christmas. You know you need to be here. 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 Just come here. Just come here. Just come. Come. Just come. Just come here. Just come. Just come. You need to be here. On this side, it's not me who's talking to you. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. If you need to come here, just come here. Just come here. Just come here in front.